Tumyaka.
Tumyaka. Yeah. He's holding the fish by the tail.
Yeah.
Malka.
Smoked salmon.
Malka tum.
Eunice. Smoked. This is the kind of thing I'm losing.
Shishwe.
Yeah, I know. The last time I saw him was on here.
It might be in his box.
Alumna. Pajilugi.
Smash the berries.
Yeah. Pajli.
Pajilugu. But then when you say Paji Lugu, that's you blaming somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. They almost sound alike, you know. Paji.
Paji
Lugu, that's blaming. Paji Lugu, that's mashing.
Panji.
Panji Lugu. Paji and Pajilugu and Pajilugu.
You're gonna make your own Aleut workshop.
Pajilugi and Pajilugu.
Pajilugu, you're mashing.
Pajilugu.
Pajilugu. But then it says Pajilugu. Yeah, it's blaming.
Pajilugu.
It's blaming.
That's why you just say Chilugu.
Okay.
Chidugalugu.
Okay, Chidugalugu.
Yeah, there. Chida and you Lugu. Know you're smashing okay. The berries.
Not blaming the berries.
That's also good. It sounds like it, but it's got a different meaning. Yeah,
I'm saying it like it's blaming. Uh-huh. Okay. We'll cross that one out. I'll put a question mark by that one. Because I'm mixing it up.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay.
Pajilugu, that's smashing. Pajilugu is blaming. Pajilugu. Pajilugu.
Okay, but I'm saying
Pajilugu
is smashing. Okay.
Put smashing or blaming.
Paji
and Paji.
Okay.
Smashing or blaming.
Paji Lugu. I did it right. Paji Lugu.
Not. Is blaming
him. Okay.
Killer, but he
don't blame me.
Duhawik.
Is the oven.
Duhawik.
That's oven.
The Kalu. The Kalu. The Kalu.
The Kalu. The Kalu.
Okay, I gotta slur my.
Yeah. The Kalu. The Kalu. The Kalu.
Is month or moon?
Uh huh.
Okay.
Babushka makwin new tatringa ikalok ang liyakan. Ikalok.
Grandma, something about the moon.
How do you say that? Ikalok. How do you say looking again? Ikalok tangnik kunago iwakchikan. Boy, when the moon was full, we never used to want to glance up there because it said when the moon is full, the moon will come down and get you. Boy, that was bad, you know. Every month we have to think about not watching the moon.
One of their old wives' tales.
Yeah.
I know a lot about pregnancy.
Made you stay in the house.
When you're pregnant, they used to say, don't hate anybody. You know, your baby will look like that person.
Oh.
And then don't eat facing the stove or your baby will have a big mouth. And then when you're walking, kick rocks and get them off the ground and kick it so the afterbird won't be stuck in there. And we believed them, you know, we went according. Nowadays, that's all fairy tale. My grandma used to tell me a lot of unikikot. Alut fairy tales.
I could see why you would kick the rocks.
Yeah,
That's good for your, you know, your leg and good exercise to help your, you know, with the pregnancy.
Every other morning, we had to go and see a midwife.
Really?
Yeah, to see how we'd have to go. They wouldn't come to us. We, winter time or raining or whatever, we have to go.
Wow.
Check up.
Yeah. Your great grandma was good, boy, even if she was blind. Oh.
She knew what she was doing.
Oh gosh, yeah.
I remember them coming in and getting her when somebody was sick. Or ill?
My mom was a midwife for a long time, too.
When mom was living in Carlick, they had her assist in the births. She went. Mary Ref's. She helped Mary Ref.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, with her kids. All of them. Because she had learned from grandma.
Mm-hmm.
Great grandma. Wow.
Boy, them days you went according to what they tell you, huh? We didn't say no. Why? What for? No, I don't want to. We just did what we were told to do.
Me, I was always a how come? Why? Why do we have to do it that way?
That's how the little kids are nowadays.
I always wanted to know why. I was very curious.
I was just a little girl when they used to heat up some water for the dishes, and then they'd put a pan here and put another pan for rinsing, and a rag to put the dishes. As small as it was, they had to make me stand on a bench so I could reach the table and wash dishes, teaching me.
Mm-hmm. I was 2 years old doing dishes. Mom would put the chair up by the sink and
I'd
be in there doing dishes.
Every Saturday. You know, we used to use them eagle wings.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Oh, they were good.
They are.
Yeah.
She used to let me... We used to save tea leaves, you know.
Oh, yeah, they put tea leaves on the dust.
We put tea leaves all over the floor and... Boy, they were good. Pick up all the dust.
Yeah.
But we'd be down on our hands and knees. We didn't mind. Mop the floors on her hand. Sometimes I do, but not anymore. Only then I used to feel like the floor is really clean.
He used to call them kahidit.
Kahidit, yeah.
The eagle's wings.
Eagle's wings, yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, you get caught shooting an eagle nowadays. What's the fine? In jail time?
Yeah.
Our way is being 3 years taken
ago,
away.
I shot one. More than that, 4 years ago, I think it was hunting ducks, you know, and I shot these gold flies. I was just going to go pick them up, and here comes the eagle, come down, grab my shot, get out of my shot.
You know, after I brought my puppy home, it was about...
I'm going to let him eat my duck.
Get away from my duck.
Yeah, Joseph came in one day, Mom, there's a big eagle flying around, you better not leave your puppy outside.
Yeah.
So we started keeping him in the house till he got a little bit bigger. He was so tiny. He brought me a tiny little puppy. I said, hey, I wanted a bear dog. But he sure is a good bear dog. He's about this big. Well, he barks at everybody, everything. And that morning he sensed a bear, and from the corridor he was barking and barking. So I finally looked out the window. Nothing. While I was looking, there was a bear come around the corner of my house. If it was going to go to my shed, I was going to go out and say some good words to it. You know, my Babu used to say that they use the bear's gall for mm-hmm. medicine.
Yeah, they use that.
Yeah.
It's really expensive stuff. That's why the Japanese always come. They buy a lot of that stuff.
Oh.
Is that right?
Boy, I wish I knew how to shoot a gun. I'd go shoot all the bears and save the gallbladder.
Yeah, guys always, that's what they shoot them for.
Mm-hmm.
Take them, take the gallbladder. Bear hunters come and they make sure they take the gallbladder, you know. They use it for some kind of medicine. It must be good, real good medicine of some kind.
Yeah, they use it for something. They used to use it for the old timers at home. Boy, my nephew, Eunice's boy, the one that just died, Jeffrey, he went up there. He didn't have a camera or anything. He went up there and said a bear came to him, and then another bear was coming, and then Jeffrey handed the bear that was close by the can of Pepsi. He said the bear took it off him. Then when he got done with it, he gave it to the other bear. Boy, that would have been a good commercial for Pepsi.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess he was sorry why he didn't have a camera, you know, or a
video.
Yeah, Yeah, the bear sat down drinking his Pepsi and then gave it to the other bear. Sharing. Yeah. I like to watch funniest videos, boy.
Boy, that would have been a good one. I would have sold that to
PepsiCo. Oh, gosh, yeah. He would have made a mint with that.
You know, I want to keep away from my cabinet, but I use a mothball.
Oh,
they
yeah,
used,
I've
they
heard
used to
about
come
that.
Right around my cabinet, scratch on the wall and stuff.
Yeah, I
now
used to
don't.
Hear about
no.
that.
Well, there's a den about 200 yards from my cabin. I didn't know that.
Oh, really? Wow.
There's
but you put the mothballs around and they don't
yes.
come near you no more?
Huh. Boy, they sure made a mess out of your grandma's porch. New porch, you know, all them spokes were broken off and they're big, about 2x2, I guess.
Yeah.
Broken half.
Yeah.
Just recently or?
Just last summer.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what they did to her tree?
Yeah, her tree and all.
Yeah. They took her whole tree, the one that had been growing there for 20 some odd years.
Yeah.
Came and broke it right in half. Made a mess. All the berries all around.
Oh.
Yeah.
They were eating the berries.
Oh.
That bear came right up and it wasn't satisfied with one of them. He had to go and get the other one, too. Boy, my grandma said she could have cried. That bear took her tree.
So she didn't hear the bear when it was messing up her porch. All that racket, that one length, was pushed right over to the other side.
You mean climate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My grandma's. Yeah.
My grandfather used to have these great big traps.
Oh gosh, I see the one that the Valdez on Don Beck has them too. Oh, like cats are big, yeah.
Boy, you really get a bear mad if you get caught doing it.
I didn't know what they were asking one time. What are those? He said, those are bear traps.
Yeah,
I don't know what he was doing with them.
Wow.
They made it illegal because they're afraid people would get.
Yeah, Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
So when you want to meet again? When's our next meeting? Tomorrow,
what
time?
Same time?
Tomorrow at 7? You like this?
Because the people have things to do daytime.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Except for Friday. That's the only time I get to go to bingo now that I have a box.
Yeah, Monday I can't do it on next Monday. Monday I have another class.
Next Monday?
Yeah.
Next Monday I have the
You're going, that's the 25th.
So 25th?
What time are you leaving on the 25th? I
take this. In the evening.
In the evening? Maybe we can meet more in the morning.
Yeah.
But tomorrow at 7?
Nobody will be here for the for Friday then, huh? 22nd?
The 22nd? What time?
We could be early. 5 o'clock in the morning.
I'm still snoring away by that time. Whatever, 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock.
On Friday?
Yeah.
Okay. 10?
Uh-huh.
And
then, okay. So fine for you, or you'll be at work, huh? I might be.
This yours?
That one's mine. That's hers. This one's mine.
Okay. So that's hers too, because they were in the book.
No, this was in here.
Oh, what's that? Oh.
Happy birthday to you. This is Sophie's, I think.
Yeah, this is mine. And a Schubfaden, and a Schubfaden. A Schubfaden, a Schubfaden. Happy birthday to you. You were born today. You were born today. I'm happy you were born. Happy birthday to you. Esprit Majaka. Klishe Majaka.
What time on Monday did you want to meet? Next Monday?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock?
Yeah.
10 a.m. And then Friday it's 10 a.m. Okay, class. Cool. So 7 tomorrow night. Wednesday,
yeah.
What's happening Wednesday?
Nothing for me.
You want to meet in the evening then too?
Yeah?
Okay, 7 p.m. And Thursday? That's the 21st.
Yeah.
You like the evening?
Seven, yeah. We might as well keep them like that because otherwise they keep forgetting.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay, good.
But Friday
is 10.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's payday.
Really?
Yeah. We pick our check up from the museum.
The 22nd?
Is it? Teaching my son everything we learned last night.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I was going over it with Susie on the phone.
Melted over this double boiler. The sugar is what we're trying to cook. And a little bit of the calvados, the apple gravy. And then when it starts getting pale like this, we're going to start adding one egg yolk at a time over the double boiler and whisking it, making this a hot cider sauce, which is going to be for our bread pudding. Oops.
This is what you call 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3?
So now we're going to whisk this up real good.
So it would
you have
be,
to try to get the three lowest cards you can get.
It over the double boiler.
Three lowest cards?
Uh-huh.
So you would go...
You'd keep the eggs and throw those two
any
away.
Way you want.
See, my five isn't low enough, so I'm throwing all of them.
Really nice.
Who knows?
Okay.
Two draws.
Two draws?
Two and one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is no good. I'll take those other ones back.
No.
45 minutes.
Okay.
No more than an hour.
My mom's favorite. You have two drawers.
Sort of
okay.
Two.
Keep it in custody. We're going to get it.
And that's it.
Okay.
We're gonna get on.
See? Mine is no good now because I got a pear.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See that? Okay,
pears are no good.
You have to have three cards?
Yeah.
Three cards. So you can't throw one away and keep the two?
I don't know what.
There's just two draws.
It makes me happy.
Okay.
She's got a big king. What do you got?
It makes me happy.
See, you went with a king because I had two. I had a pair of fours and he had a pair of
deuces.
Oh. Exactly. Now, that would be, what do you call it in? How do you say one, two, three?
Ashramukmalupingayun.
Okay, that's right. What we play tonight.
Uh-huh.
My look.
And I like to just take a little bit of that sauce. Just a little bit like that drizzle, see? A little bit drizzled like that. And then a little bam, bam, bam.
My look.
Uh-huh.
Can I?
Uh-huh.
There you have it, folks, okay? What a wonderful show on
I like that.
We played it all night long for Santa next night. But I used to go home.
Yeah.
See, I don't. My mom almost wins with this. She always keeps saying with that gun she wins, she plays a fat hand. Mm-hmm. Two?
Yes.
Two, three. Oh, look at that. Okay, I won. No, you.
He got with a four.
I had a nine, he had a nine. It was me, 7-5-4, you went with a four.
Now you. How do you say shuffle or deal? What is it?
I don't know.
Shuffle or deal. That's a good one.
They even have it.
They should have.
Deal them.
What's happening?
Creamy. It's very good.
You have pat hand too?
Huh? No, he got rid of one.
I got rid of
one. Okay. Two.
I got you, B.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought my six was good. You beat me too.
I had a clinging malupinayan.
A clinging malupinayan.
Yeah, I had. And then you said pat hand. How do you say that?
Because you didn't draw.
Okay. But can you say that in Aleut? Pat hand? Or no draw?
Kartanik. Tudin
Nato. I
didn't take no cards.
Kartanik.
Tudin Nato.
Angelo's mother's rice pudding recipe. We put a lot of love into our no pastry cards. Making. Nothing artificial.
In fact, Regina uses some pretty special ingredients.
Cool. You want to cut your throat?
No, if I cut my throat. No.
of gumbo that you can only find on the Isle of Teos for the Puriti bread. But if there's one dessert she's most proud of, it's the bakery's.
I'm going to throw away 52. Two.
Two.
And last draw. Is that the last draw?
Yeah.
Oh. 5:41.
7:42.
I got to get this doggone cough again, boy. I coughed so much at Larson Bay when I came here. I coughed and coughed till before my chest was so sore I couldn't even lay down. I had to call the doctor later tonight that he had me pick up some Tylenol with codeine. I used to be allergic to them. I couldn't take Tylenol with codeine.
Wow.
I took some that night and I thought, well, I'm hurting, it might help, and nothing happened, so.
Now to get that flaky goodness, we built a shell of chocolate using 12 layers of super thin filo.
Ah, it's true.
Now, we're ready to smear the custard.
What's that? He threw an octagon? So that means you got one.
No, I need one.
He drew one.
Oh,
I think I'm up to the
top. Maluk,
which is Maluk.
Oh, no. This is our last one?
Mm-hmm. I bet you eat.
You do!
Well,
on
a normal day, for the good
one, 3, 4, and 7. You drop, you do it.
That's a lot of stirring. Nice report.
My gosh, I can't believe about the
normal.
So there's another game to this?
Yeah, 5 card.
Talk about your high-flying desserts.
5 card draw.
So what's a 5 card draw?
You give out 5 cards and then you...
During the holidays.
And if you have a pair from Jack's up to 8th, if you have a those pair, then you could say you open them.
Okay.
And bet.
So that's called Talinman Akli.
Talima Cardano. Red Lobster.
Okay, Talima.
You've waited, you've dreamed, and now it's finally
Talima
back.
Cartonic.
Endless shrimp and red lobster.
Okay.
The only time of year to enjoy all the shrimp you can eat. Don't miss endless shrimp.
Talima
right now,
Cartonic.
Only at Red Lobster.
Okay, we're going to do that one.
Yeah.
What's my best way to give your career a culinary makeover?
I did have a great idea.
Go for it.
If you are a maniac who loves to multitask, go into the
recipe okay. For success.
Next, we have a pair from Jack's on up.
Trained in leather and built to handle any terrain. Introducing the Subaru Forester
Handy
Edition. With its unique blend of rugged capability.
Oh, you couldn't have a flush. Either flush or straight. Yeah, you could open. Say you open.
Okay. Open. Put open and
open. Visit your Subaru dealer for
you open the deal with those because you have a winning hand.
How do you say open?
Why is it
open?
Take pictures.
It is good.
It is good.
Oh,
my. Eat
Now there's a way to uncomplicate. Flexmark, our all-new home photo center makes it easy to see, scan, print your photos. Go to Lexmark.com or these stores and see how we can help you uncomplicate.
How do you spell gish in
gish? Gish. G-I-H, I guess.
G-I-H. Okay, you get the good.
Uh-huh.
I like my face to look as cool as possible.
It's open.
So now that he opened, you can...
take good care and end.
Okay.
And I'll take my highest card, ace, hoping that I can draw. Now she needs three cards. You keep yours.
Okay.
If that was not a victory.
Dominic is four.
We have sheep, just one draw. Yeah, he's got a flush. All the same. Soup is a flush.
Uh-huh.
But and that beats two pairs. So you have two pairs. Uh-huh. Aces and pairs. You have two pairs.
Two pairs, but a flush beats me.
Uh-huh. Ah. The only thing that would beat a flush is full house. Like three
and a two.
Like three aces and two tens. That's what they call a full house.
So how do you say full house?
We're talking about tapas. They're little appetizer-sized bites of food, so that you can have many different tastes of things all in one sitting.
House, I know we did yesterday, or the other day.
Creating a whole menu of that
in
his
house.
But we found one in San Antonio, Mexico.
In Lucas' house.
In Lucas, yeah.
The spirit of spirit.
I don't know how to say that.
But how would you spell, how would you say full?
Built in 1835. The building itself is a testament to the Southwestern District.
It's a place
James Campbell Caruso enjoys having the job of head chef, which he's been doing for the last 5 years.
It's always been a place for musicians and artists and flamenco dancers. There are great artists that have done murals on the walls here for to pay their bar tab.
The specialty of this restaurant is Spanish tapas,
okay.
The small plate meals that are so popular these days.
Tadakhaluni.
Tadakhaluni, uh-huh.
This is a great way to cook because tapas are endless. If we get a really nice piece of fresh fish, we'll create a tapa around that, or just some peppers, or something simple.
James wasn't always a
Tadakhaluni.
He was born and raised on the East Coast. And while many chefs looked at brand new inspiration, James was a good
so, a full house beats a flush. Flush.
Okay, same
I know, but how do you say flush?
Are you push cut? That's saying,
are you push cut?
They would serve pieces of ham, cheese, or bread to put on top of the
carpet.
All that's a far cry from the top.
Carpet.
Casino.
Among the many specialty games,
Simple Game is a
very popular one. A little number called Pumpkin Politos.
Little tiny chorizos from Spain.
Can I take this too?
Heard for a long time. Yeah,
it'll give me a straight.
For those in a seafood mood, there's a perfect little mini fish taco.
This is a
okay, show me now. What am I doing?
Nice and fresh. Cut it kind of thin.
So what question do you have?
And it's just going to get a little salt.
Oh, you could take the knife.
This is topped with a blood orange and chili pepper. Do you have placed on a corn tortilla?
Queens,
10 and 9. Well,
I played with 4.
Just put it down?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I could make 4, 5, 6, 7. I have a 7th made here.
Like this one pan wonder made with seared tuna.
What's the object of our game?
We're trying to get all the cards.
Marmi taco is really a fish soup.
So how come you made 7?
4 and 2 is 6 and 1 is 7.
Right.
Because I have a 7 in my hand.
James seasons the
4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay.
I made that so. And if he had a 7, he could take it. And if you have a 7, you could take it.
We're going to stir in
but
some
if not,
of
I'll just take that mixture.
A lot of chilies
okay,
have quite a bit of pectin in them, so they're good for sauces. You can see it thickening up.
What am I to do?
There are a lot of reasons folks are not addicted to small plate meals like tapas.
Yeah, see, now I could take that.
I liked the idea of tapas, sharing small portions, having really good food, savoring every morsel. I like all kinds of food.
Now, have I got a clean idea? I've been wanting to taste different kinds of
food. And what James savors is his enjoyment in creating his tapas.
There's 9 and 1 to 10, so you could take that.
The combination of the history, the music, and of course the food.
My kids never learned it now.
Learn this
them around to drink some wine and share drinking. Gosh, I hate that.
James is always working on new topics.
So this here we do is Taliman or Casino.
Every week.
Casino.
The
good.
Casino.
The good.
Casino. The good.
Casino. The good.
Card time.
Rio Grande will be smoking barbecue with Bobby Flay tomorrow at 9 on Food Network.
See, there's a 6 and 3 is 9, so I take that with a 9.
Thank you. Not missing the dish.
Very true. Playful.
Surprising.
Definitely eclectic.
Contemporary. A touch of.
You could take a 7.
Okay.
Solid.
Can I take it?
No. Oh. Next round, you could take it with your 7. You have 7 on your hand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I could do this.
The object is to try to get more cards, because the more cards you have at the end of the game, you get 3 points.
Uh-huh.
And but 10 of diamonds is 2 points, and deuce of spades is 1 point.
But you, if I put my 3 down, you might have a 7 in your hand.
You have to take the chance.
I'm going
to
take my 4.
Great little camera with a great big screen. Cybershot from Sony, like no other.
How do I do that? That's 10 there.
Red Lobster introduces a new
cake
and one of your favorite flavors.
Oh, I can't do that.
Coconut Fries, our newest all-you-can-eat signature creation during endless shrimp. Now at Red Lobster.
7 and 3 is 10. Can I take that?
No, like I said, you have to take that. You have to have it.
But it spares you from having a 7 or 10.
There's a 7 now. Now, if you get a 7 on your hand, you can take these 3.
Only from Decon, America's number one mouse killer.
And we only got 3 cards.
Or 4 cards.
Eating around Boston. Get ready to explore Beantown for some tasty hot spots. Boston is a city.
Well, I want those back because I got a 7. Bummer.
This was Boston's wholesale food distribution center until the 1960s.
Oh, I can take that.
Phew, that was mine. Now, how do you say you stole from me? Sophie don't play fair. She Tugulukaka.
You had to say Tugulukaka. Because I stole it.
How about that? Nobody give me anything then.
I'll take a 5. Okay, last round coming up. We have to play the face cards first.
Okay. Welcome back to this Mediterranean edition of Roker on the Road. If I say paella, you
face cards first.
A saffron-based rice dish that's made with seafood, and you'd be correct. But that's just one variation
Your
on
turn?
This classic dish mm-hmm. that originated in Valencia, Spain, centuries ago.
8.
Here's another eight, see? You can build it. Famous rice dishes in the world. The clams, the mussels, the face card.
Take my face card? Can I take all of them?
No, no, not the face cards. The face cards you could only take one at a time. And as for the
ingredients, oh, how come?
They're face cards. So I head over to see, I take the other one.
Well, that didn't seem fair. Once
you understand. Hey, you're watching it. See, you could turn one card up now because. It's really not a big mystery. No, you took the last card that was down there. See, you could turn a card up because when you do that, you earn a point. Seven? No. Oh, see, she took the last, so she gets all these. And this is 2 points.
Wow. I got Mount.
Oh, I think it's my space. Space. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. My space. That's 2 points. I got the most space, so it's 2 points.
So what's this? Paella pans come in all different
sizes. Basically, a lot and a skillet. Count your cards. Okay, his can't make a pot cake without pot pan. Got the most cards. Our pan plan today, 19, that's 3 points, and I got the most spades. Here's the version that we're going to make today, that's called Fidewa. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 79, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, 123, 124, 125, 126, 127, 128,
for noodles, potatoes, and to begin our
we got seven spades.
Next, we add olive
five. No, I had the most of
it. I got seven spades.
Seven?
Yeah.
Oh, must be your spades. Yeah. So that's
okay.
2-3 points right there.
Sorry about that, Bear.
Clubs don't count?
No, just
spades. Just spades do? Okay. Yeah. I got two aces.
So you have two aces, that's 2 points, and 2 points for a 10.
And I had one up.
Yeah, 10, 11.
With the fish stock and pasta cooking, we then add clams, mussels, shrimp,
you have
and the
11.
Grilled monkfish. And let me tell you, those juices
really 11 points you have.
Do you notice how this is starting to stick to the bottom?
Teresa has 11 points, and I had...
Once all the ingredients are added, we put the entire pan in the oven
three.
To get the pasta a tad bit crunchy.
And you had what?
Beautiful.
Three and
you
six,
just let this sit?
Yeah,
seven,
eight. You want to let it rest?
A simple garnish with parsley.
Because you had the spades.
And that's it. Fendua. Let's all say it together, everybody. Fendua. And everyone at Barry's Paella Party would agree.
I think I took one
too much of the
face. I love how the saffron flavor gets infused in the pasta. It's absolutely delicious.
No, I
three,
as we say in Spanish, is a
riquísimo. Four, five, six,
but
seven.
One brown chef.
I have to say, it's quite
that's,
good.
That's...
And I'm not surprised.
Adios mio.
That's him here.
Yeah.
In a recent article on
seven
paella,
points.
A Valencian
yeah, that's right.
Fighter was quoted as
seven,
saying,
10, 11.
Paella is 21. Like bullfighting.
Altogether, you're supposed to have 21 points.
The difference there is,
okay.
Paella
you know.
Will jump up and kill you.
Split 21 points.
We're going to
so he had the most points.
Where we'll introduce you
I
to a Mediterranean fruit that's ancient.
I had 11.
Oh, so trendy.
No, you just had four. Just the two aces. That's two and
what's
a ten.
The best way
that's
to
two.
Your
that's
on
four.
Plus this one that was up.
Five with the last one. That, yeah.
Maniac who loves to multitask.
So that's that.
Recipe for success. Next on Food Network.
Try that one again. Try that one again. I've never seen cuisine.
I can't believe you don't know how to play cuisine.
No.
That
was interesting. Yeah. I've heard of it, but I've never seen it in action. I like it. It's different.
They're stealing casino too.
Yeah. Well, see, I wanted to steal his cards, and you too, because you took mine.
No, I'll show you how you play stealing casino.
What about when you get two like this?
You can take, if you have another juice, you can take that. But you can't do that with the face card.
I don't know why. It's really good quality time to spend with your children. The more people do it, the more they'll realize the rewards of it. You take that food that you've made.
You can take a five if you want to.
I don't have the five.
You're spending time with
I was going to do it too.
Oh.
I can't do that now, huh? Can I go first now?
Yeah. Oh, no.
She says, yeah.
Our newest all-you-can-eat signature.
Can I do a 10?
During endless
green.
Now at Red Lobster.
Now, for the Steering Casino, you don't put your card like that. You put them like that. So that way, if you have a five, you can take his cards. And or if I have a five, I can take them.
See, that's what I was saying. Help with
flare-ups and keep them. Oh, nine. I'm building a nine.
People move forward with their lives. If you have moderate to severe Crohn's disease and haven't responded well to other therapies,
see?
Remicade could be right for
you. You know, I made a nine.
I wouldn't take it.
You wouldn't take it because I'm going to steal it. So you got the nine. Now you.
That's no fun, huh?
Oh, yeah. See, now I stole your cards.
Okay. Yeah. No wonder you were laughing so much. Now, how do you say? I gotta write that.
1-800-PETMEDS, America's largest pet pharmacy. Great food, great service, free shipping.
Same way next round. Or you didn't.
Dating back to 5,000 BC, that makes the fish one of the oldest fruits to be eaten by humans, with its roots in Europe, Asia, and Africa.
And we get a four-card draw. How do you say four?
Stammen, Karshalich, Luden.
Stammen, Karshalich,
Luden.
Don't look now, but a woman in Sonoma, California has been doing some pretty amazing things with a little fruit that's been a favorite in the Mediterranean for centuries.
Let's look now.
I can't believe that this was a fig. It is very good, very tasty. I think of figs is my mother's big weakness. This is not
big. Okay.
Especially not in the hands of Sandra Bernstein. A former Philadelphian so passionate about figs that she wrote a book about them. And even opened a restaurant.
You got a queen, you got a queen. I know you.
You can roast them, you can make sausage, you can make a syrup, you can use them to bake with, to make crisps.
You had no idea, did you? How about a slice of baked pizza? Fig cobbler, anyone? But you better get in line for the grilled fig salad with fig and pork vinaigrette. It's a biggie baker.
I got all of it.
It's really delicious.
I can't do that, huh?
No. If those cards were there and you had this card.
Okay.
Well, she was served a plate of fresh figs covered with prosciutto.
Seven.
It was the meal that changed her life.
It was incredible. The texture with the skin and the seeds. The saltiness from the prosciutto, the creaminess.
I have a six,
from the
I can't take
your
six.
No, it's got to be with a six.
Culinary explosion.
Oh, I'm taking my seven.
In 1994, Sandra made a new friend, John Toulson, a fellow big lover who also happened to be a chef.
Oh, he had another nine there, huh?
They're silky.
Can I do that?
No, you got to have the nine on your hand.
Almost human-esque color.
So I can't do nothing.
But I could take it.
Hi, you! Sophia! Inglachtuk!
Three cards again. I'm playing one.
I have four.
Only you,
myself. The fig is actually a flower inverted in on itself. Take a look inside.
Okay.
All those crunchy seeds are
so got four?
They originated in Asia. Spanish missionaries first brought them to California, where they just love the soil and the climate.
The best figs are grown in areas where the climate
You keep on in luck. Now, how do I say I don't got nothing?
And firm, but gives a bit to the touch.
Garnish it with a fig, and what else could a fig lover ask for? I really want people that come to visit Sonoma to understand my passion and to take a little bit of it back.
Here, you can see you have the tree. This is tree, so you can take that.
No, I don't want to do that.
You have to,
because you're going to take them from me.
That's the...
told you.
That's the protocol of the game.
She keep on... I don't want to learn casino no more.
No, face cards first.
That's too funny. No, I don't get no jack.
And finally, I said, boy, I'm not a number now.
I have a 10.
I wasn't a number before.
If you find a way to make a living in the food
or do I have to...
leave you time to make a life.
I think it's
I have a queen and a king.
No, you don't use face cards. I took your 10.
Because I thought you said face cards first.
Yeah, for this last game, you put down face cards first.
Oh, so then I did it wrong, right?
Yeah, you did it wrong.
Give me my 10 back.
Let's see.
And you take your 10 back.
Hi, I'm
Marley Hall. And I have to do it.
You take the face card.
Nearly 30% of the world's cheese is manufactured right here in the United States. With the average American consuming about 31 pounds of cheese every
year. I'll wait till you take the 10 and then I'll take all yours.
Okay. Who has the other king?
Not me.
Oh, it was stolen. That's okay. That's okay, because it was stolen.
Oh, okay. Well, I went and did, you got to go on.
You did?
Because he went, then it was me, and
okay,
now
I'll take the 10 then.
So what have they done that led these men?
I have a queen.
Take that.
Or can I take all yours?
No, you have to clear your face first.
Now I don't have no more.
Financially. But after a decade,
but I could do you, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to do you. Watch her take on me.
A vice president of Harry Davis. Something new was agreed to open a wine bar serving artisans.
I'm the last one to take the pairs of them.
Now I got...
Peterden.
Until the real estate agent helping them find a wine bar location made a suggestion that...
I got skunked. Peter is none,
right? That's stealing casino. That is. I like the other casino better. That's like, you know how they play that slapjack and steal all the cards?
38.
Peterden is...
Peterden
card tonic.
And this is Duroc. Oh my goodness, this is the highest card.
Because in
this is trumps. You don't play your hearts. But if you get the deuce, you could trade the deuce in for the tart.
It's like hearts, but you're trying to take the hearts.
You save your heart. Yeah, I thought they're trumps.
Okay.
You can play whatever else.
But Peterden card tonic means what?
You don't have any cards.
I don't.
The left row umpires, Jim Joyce signal, the home run signal. They gather around and let you check.
Cards. Okay. Now, I don't want to do what?
You could play one card at a time to her, give her one card.
As improbable as you can get.
And that's one thing.
And then draw.
Understand.
You have to cover this with the ace of diamonds if you have it. But if you don't, you could use your lowest card to cover that. Yeah, that's the way. And then draw one. Now give me a card.
Okay, I remember now.
Yeah, give me a card.
This give
is,
you a card?
This is last game.
Draw again. Because you got to have five cards at all times. See, I covered this with the ace.
Uh-huh.
Come on, Deuce.
I want to know about Naomi's violin.
How come you want to deuce it? Deuce what?
So I could change that. This is the highest trump.
Whatever you give her, that can take it off.
See, I can give him a pair and one different card.
I don't understand.
Then he's got to cover all these with higher cards.
How come I only gave you one card, though?
Well, I didn't know you had a pair. Did you have a pair before you drew?
You I don't remember what I gave you.
Yeah, you have to have a pair before you draw.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and I can't, so I pick them up.
Yeah, you take them all. Now you give me a card.
Give you a card?
Uh-huh.
And then draw?
Yeah. See, I'm going to use eight. You've got to kind of watch what kind of hearts are going out. See, a pair of jacks and another card, and I draw, I gave him three cards, so I draw three cards. Now you give me a card.
I draw?
Yeah, I take this, so you give her a card. You can give her, you can give her five. You know now.
Why do you want to give me five cards?
Because he's got them. See?
Everything you'll need to change the
and what do I do with those?
Cover them with the higher card than these.
Like this?
Uh-huh. Right.
And what about these?
Do you have any higher?
No.
Or if you want to, you can use all those three, but if you don't want to, you can save them.
That's one of the reasons I picked you, kid.
No, I'll hold on to them.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Then I give him three cards again.
Ugh. I appreciate that. I know most men don't. Can't. I'm different.
Now you give me some cards.
You'll see that.
Can I do that?
Yeah.
And what do I do? Okay. Draw three cards?
Yeah,
two cards?
Four cards. Okie dokie. I could cover that. That, and see, I'm using a pen. Like, what am I doing? No, that's
why am I here?
Four, five. That's your turn again.
To fall in love, to experience love. But now I need to listen very carefully.
Cover them with higher cards.
Take what I say very seriously.
I don't have.
Don't play
with well, you could cover these two with these
don't
two.
Don't cry out for help.
Because aces, I mean hearts are trumps.
Uh-huh.
And you take that and then draw one more.
And then I have to give you?
No. When you pick up from here, you can't give up. But I could.
That Nana, bugs went around all around, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's third time going around. Yeah. I mean third time. Being used.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry.
You'll give those to me next time?
No, oh. You give me some.
Probably if I don't pick any cards up.
Oh, okay. You want a jack?
Yeah, I'll cover it with a jack of hearts, see?
Yes.
And I take one card. Give three cards again.
Were you around? You've got
mail.
You like?
Oh my goodness.
an ace is big?
Uh-huh. Ace is the highest.
Oh. As long as they're matching suits. Oh.
Can I do that?
Uh-huh.
Why is this girl so sad?
And then,
maybe because she's in New Jersey, dancing with John Goodman in a dark ballroom.
You have to do it, you can do it now.
How come you did that?
Because he had the juice. I told him when he started, whoever has the juice can take that, trade that ace with the juice.
You can trade the lowest trump for the highest one.
Now what do I do?
Give me cards.
Can I, how many do you have? Just one?
It all depends on what you have in your hand. If you have a pair.
So now you can add flavor to they're more of a suit.
And since Mrs. If you have a pair, just give me one. No, if you don't have a pair, just give me one.
You can create great tasting, healthy meals that are full of only one thing. Now, watery flavor. Mrs. Dash. Salt-free, flavorful.
Oh, you got it
anyway. How come you took that?
Because he gave you a card and he needs to have five cards in the in your hand.
What do you want me to do with this?
Cover it with the ace of club if you need, or with the heart, your lowest heart if you have a heart. Yeah.
What makes CVS Pharmacy the major drug store in America? Well, with the extra care card, our customers got that $100 in savings and rewards last year. CVS Pharmacy. Expect something extra.
How does it look? Possible sprain? Could
you have a higher diamond?
We need to try on.
You have a heart? You can use the heart.
Which one do you use?
It all depends. Whichever you want to.
He's losing the lowest.
Your lowest?
Yeah.
But then I give her? But then I give her the...
Yeah, just give it to me. Even your health.
But then what happens to me?
You're out. See, I have to take that because I have to cover that with the ace. Now he's going to give me the ace and I have to pick up and... that.
Was that good or is that bad?
Bad because I got one more card and I can keep it covered. I gotta pick them up.
Ah! Dude, who thought I was gonna be at sea?
I still can't cover him.
He's the Duroc.
The Duroc?
The name of it is Duroc.
Duroc. So the object was, even though you took the ace and the deuce, you still lost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he gave me the ace.
But I not giving her the ace because she couldn't cover it. She had to pick it up. Usually you want to use the ace to cover the king when somebody handed it.
Yeah.
And I had given her the king.
King, and I couldn't cover the king. She ace because he had the ace already.
So I won her and you won.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And he's the...
Holding the...
Duroc in Russian is a fool. Really?
Duroc in Russian.
Duroc in Russian is a fool.
Are you tired of your parents hassling you for going over? Now you can relax, because only Sprint got rid of
and that, this was called Duroc. That was a different time. I've never seen them. That's
cool.
Yeah.
Your mom and dad, what kind of cards do they play?
Hearts and pinnacle, snurts, skippo. And then we play dice a lot. We play Kismet a lot.
Oh,
you've never seen before. Now, that was way cool. I like that one. That is, Kuchna Kwaksum.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah. I like that one.
With all the recent prescription vials, you may be asking whether I
pay cards. I'm going to get a call to pick them up
pretty soon.
Uh-huh.
And ask about Advil.
One more game.
Was never proven to be more potatoes. Tough pain.
And Casino. When it comes to casino something criminals. You taught us.
Some detectives are obsessive.
Casino of
Tokyo. Is that ethical?
And some are obsessive compulsive.
Number one. Yes, we meant
okay.
Okay.
Same results.
Now, how do you do this one?
USA presents 3 hours of the hottest detective shows on TV. Law and Order, SVU, and Mom. Friday, starting at 8 on USA.
What's this game?
Poker. Five cards.
So how do you say that would be Taliman?
Taliman, Kartali Lunin.
Kartali Lunin?
Kartali Lunin.
Tali
Halutin.
That's five parts then?
Excuse me.
You have openers? You have openers?
What's an opener?
If you have a pair from Jack on up to aces, if you have two or three or...
Thank you.
I don't believe it.
Let's go, Blondie. Make it up! I can't tell you much you don't already know, I'm afraid.
That's up. What you call it?
A dead hand. Dead hand? Now, how do you say that?
What's your idea? A genie dude?
A genie dude?
They're not good.
A
genie dude? Cartel?
Who's this special woman? My heart goes out to you. Word is, you make time to get to know some of the special patients.
Oh, a G.
Whatever you may have heard, I certainly don't have time to kidnap and mutilate any of them.
Cartel?
I understand how you must feel. You being a psychologist.
They are not good.
And a policeman. And her uncle. I feel like suffering the tortures of the damned. For me and for them.
Ajini Dut Bartat. Well, they are both. Not good. I don't have anything again.
You don't have openers? I do.
It's yours.
No, you don't. I do.
But we don't get to see them?
Before,
huh?
We don't get to see them?
No,
Okay.
Okay. How many cards you want?
What are we trying to do?
Yeah, let's see. You can just take your highest cards. Hello? Yeah, last game. We're playing poker. Okay.
I can hear them. Hey, without us?
Okay. Goodbye. Okay, just take two of those away. And you need four cards and you need... Pick your highest one.
Let me have the phone.
One, diamond, two, three, four, and I take one. See, I opened it with two pair.
That's more than two pair.
No, that's two pair.
Oh, okay.
Kings are a pair, and eights are a pair. So I have two pair.
Okay.
Okay, that's it. She's ready to come home.
Now,
let's see, what did you have?
Nothing.
What did you have? Nothing. So I beat both of you with my two pair.
What was I supposed to get?
My name is Kate.
Something higher than that, like a...
Four house flush.
Like a straight or a flush. Or a straight is like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you know.
It does not
but the highest straight you could get is a 10, jack, queen, king, ace.
Hi.
Who is that?
His fiance.
Oh. Come on in. We're done.
A genie duped karta.
Kartanga.
Kartanga.
Uh-huh.
Kartanga.
Kartanga. Stop it, or he'll kill you.
We're teaching them how to gamble.
What's your name?
He had Durak. In Russian,
what's
that means
name?
It's a fool.
That's what they'll say.
Durak.
Durak.
Okay. Then we had Kartali Ludin. five cards.
Cartaclu.
That's the slur that.
I'm here too, Kim. I don't know how long I've been here.
Okay.
Cool.
Tomorrow at 7 again?
Yep.
My name is Naomi Cross.
You gotta say that. You wait now. Wait. Let me get you. Okay. My feet are under the table.
How was it at school today?
We had fried fish. I just put it in the refrigerator.
Stulum.
Fried fish and
stulum.
Rice.
Stulum. Anyone want to stop by for me?
Achani.
Achani.
It's good. It took.
Mm-hmm. Okay, stulam achani it hachken it took.
Adahwa.
Adahwa.
That's good.
Adahwa.
Got a little colder last night.
Mm-hmm.
Frosted.
Yeah. It was frosted my truck windows, I noticed. Yeah.
Yeah, the mud puddles out here had a little ice on
yeah.
this morning, too. Yeah.
Okay, next one. Here, what are you doing to the flowers?
Actually, what you want, you got? I'm taking the bad ones off. Ashilmut.
Tukumashkat. The dead ones. He's taking the dead ones out.
Okay. Gee, some of them last a long time.
Uh-huh. How do you say that?
Ilet.
Mululudin. Mululudin.
A duck toot is different.
What's a duck toot?
They stay like that. Oh no, they're good.
What's your wife doing?
She's she was busy today. Couldn't even keep up. She started 10 o'clock. She had a meeting at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. And I was home. I went home. I bought me a pair of pants and they were too long, so I was hemming them. I hemmed it. Took me from noon, from noon till 3:30. Well, the damn phone kept ringing, you know. Asking for her, and I have to write down who it was and their phone number and what they wanted her for. She must have got about 10 calls while she was
gone. No wonder it took you so long to hem those pants. Now, how do you say that in Aleut?
What?
It took you a long time to hem pants.
Just me. You dachted.
Just me. I think he...
Oh, he asked you how to say it? This one's... See the little bug tongue?
Uluka.
Uluka Mingok. Mingok. Took me a long time to sort of pass.
Wow.
Uluka. Nani. Nani. Nani.
Nani.
Nani. Nani soup. Nani soup. Nani soup. Nani.
Nani.
Kup 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 kup
kup kup
kup kup
kup
kup kup kup kup kup kup kup kup kup kup kup kup
kup kup
I cut my pants. I cut my pants. Uluka.
Uluka.
Kup.
Nanilikka.
Kup kuk.
Uluka nanilikka. I shortened my pants. Nanilikka. Nanilikka.
Nanilikka.
Nanilikka.
Uluka kupka.
Uluka
kupka.
Uluka.
Kupka.
Uluka. Kupka.
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 Yeah. Okay. You cut your pants.
Yeah.
Okay. I won't write that, but I'll say it.
Men. Men kluga. Men kluga batam. Batam men kluga.
Batam hui men kluga.
Yeah.
And I sold them.
Mm-hmm.
There's one lady at Larsen Bay. Larsen Bay me achnangtuk.
Achnangtuk.
Yeah, there's a lady at Larsen Bay.
Uh-huh.
Nazumaka ululikana. She don't know how to cut her. Nazumaka wimi ululikana. She don't know how to cut her husband's pants.
Oh, that's your sentence.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say, but that's your sentence. Okay. There's a lady in Larsen Bay who don't know how to cut her husband's pants.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Huh. Well, they look better.
Yeah.
That's a little flower right there, too.
My orange, apple, and pear, and grapefruit plant still.
Yeah.
Took them 4 years to get that small.
Did you hear?
I don't know which is which anymore. They took the tags off.
Oh, no.
my own oranges. I'm fixing these flowers.
I took all my flowers in from outside too this morning.
After the frost?
Yeah.
Did it hurt them?
No, the sun shined today and some of them opened up and it was real pretty again.
Yeah, one time we went to visit Bobby, oh, he had beautiful flowers on the windowsill. They're plastic flowers.
Who is that?
They're all with
Bobby Norton.
Oh.
They looked real from outside.
Uh-huh.